5,000. Say that number out loud if you fly rotorcraft, because it tells you something about the machine that has quietly become the backbone of light helicopter aviation. This is Radio Hangar, I'm Tower, and this is ATIS, the show where I take the day's aviation headlines and tell you what they actually mean once you strip away the press release. Today, we're talking about a production milestone out of Torrance, California, and why it matters even if you've never touched a cyclic in your life. Robinson Helicopter has built and sold its 5,000th R-44 Raven II. That's the piston-powered four-seat workhorse that a huge slice of the world's helicopter training, ranching, and utility flying gets done in. 5,000 of that single variant, and the milestone ship isn't going to a museum or sitting under a spotlight in a lobby. It's headed to a Robinson dealer in Ecuador, which tells you exactly where the demand for this aircraft lives right now, not just North America, everywhere. Before I get into what that number really represents, let me tell you who helps keep this show on the air. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSold.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSold.com. Now, here's what you need to know about the R-44. If you're a fixed-wing pilot, think of this aircraft the way you think of the Cessna 172. It is the default, it is the airplane, or in this case, the helicopter, that a whole generation learns on and then keeps flying because it's honest, it's supportable, and it does the job. The R-44 is a four-seat, single-engine piston helicopter. The Raven II specifically runs a fuel-injected Lycoming engine, which matters because fuel injection means no carburetor, and no carburetor means one less thing to manage in a machine where your hands and feet are already fully committed. That fuel-injected variant has been the volume seller for years, and now it's crossed 5,000 units on its own. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, though, because the interesting part isn't the number, it's the destination. That 5,000th ship is going to Ecuador, and when you see a milestone helicopter get delivered to a dealer in South America rather than kept as a factory showpiece, that's a signal about the market. The light helicopter world outside the United States is enormous, and it's growing. Think about the mission profiles down there. Mountainous terrain, agricultural work, remote access where there's no runway and no road, but there's a clearing. Charter and utility operations connecting places that fixed wings simply can't reach without infrastructure that doesn't exist. The R-44 fits that world like a glove because it's relatively affordable to buy, relatively affordable to run, and Robinson has spent decades building out a global support and parts network so that a dealer in Quito can actually keep the thing flying. So this affects you if you're thinking about rotorcraft as a career path. The R-44 is very likely the helicopter you will train in, and there's a strong chance it's the helicopter you'll build your first few hundred hours in as a working pilot. Understanding that this airframe has global reach means understanding that your rotor rating travels. The skills you build in a Raven II in Arizona are the same skills a working pilot is using in the Andes this afternoon. Let me put the production story in a little context, because Robinson as a company is worth understanding. Frank Robinson founded the company back in 1973 with a simple, almost stubborn idea that there should be an affordable personal helicopter. The industry at the time was building expensive, complex machines. Robinson went the other direction. The two-seat R-22 came first and became the most popular training helicopter in the world. Then the R-44 scaled that philosophy up to four seats. And more recently, the turbine-powered R-66 extended the family into the light turbine market. But the R-44 remains the heart of the lineup. 5,000 Raven IIs on top of everything else they've built is the kind of number that reshapes an entire segment of aviation. Now, I want to be fair and complete here because the R-44 has a safety story that any prospective owner or student should go in understanding, and I'd be doing you a disservice if I only read you the celebration. The R-44, like the R-22 before it, has a low-inertia rotor system. In plain terms, the rotor doesn't hold its energy for as long as a heavier system would. That puts a premium on prompt, correct entry into autorotation if the engine quits. It's why Robinson Training has always emphasized rotor RPM management and quick reactions. The Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, recognized this years ago with a special training rule under what's known as SFAR 73, the special federal aviation regulation that lays out specific awareness, training, and experience requirements for pilots operating Robinson helicopters. If you go fly one of these, you'll be getting that training. That's not a knock on the aircraft. It's an acknowledgement that this machine rewards a pilot who respects rotor energy and reacts fast. Every airframe has its personality. Knowing the R-44's personality is part of flying it well. The manufacturer has also, over the years, refined the design. Improved bladder fuel tanks, for instance, were rolled out across the fleet to improve crash survivability. That's the kind of continuous improvement that a long, high-volume production run makes possible. When you build 5,000 of something, you learn 5,000 ships worth of lessons, and a good manufacturer folds those lessons back into the line. So what should you actually do with this news? If you're a rotorcraft student, this is your reminder that you're learning on a globally proven platform and that the training discipline your instructor is drilling into you exists for a reason. Take the RPM management seriously. If you're an owner or a prospective buyer, the strength of that global fleet is good news for your parts availability and your resale. And if you're a fixed-wing pilot who's never given helicopters a second thought, maybe let this be the nudge. A demo flight in an R-44 will change how you think about what an aircraft can do and where it can go. 5,000 Raven 2s, one of them headed to Ecuador to go do real work. That's not a trophy, that's a tool, going to a place that needs it. Today's reporting comes courtesy of AVWeb, who covered the Robinson milestone. You can always find more of what we cover over at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower, keep your rotor RPM in the green and your decisions ahead of the aircraft, and I'll see you on the next one.